radio stations have to simply stop streaming. I don't think you have to shut down your streams. I know many, many stations have done that already, both commercially and non-commercially. I don't think you have to do that. And one of the main points I wanted to make today is to urge people to not shut down their streams and to continue streaming and to try to situate your station so that you can actually benefit from what's happening. The reason why I think you can benefit by what's happening is that webcasting has proven extremely popular with the public. From the time it began in 1994 and 1995 to now, it has had incredible growth year after year after year. When it first started in the mid 90s, I looked at it and thought, oh, well, this might be, you know, this is interesting, but who knows if this is going to end up like CB radio or ham radio or something that's really never going to pick up, that's never really going to be adopted by the public at large. But it has been adopted by the public at large. People listen to the radio on their computers. They do it at work a lot, they do it at home, but it's continued to grow. Up until very recently, the amount of people listening on a regular basis has almost been doubling every year. So from my perspective looking at it, it's almost been like the creation of a new spectrum. We had the AM band, and then we had the FM band, and I think that at the rate that it's growing, webcasting could essentially become another spectrum. So it's been growing very quickly, and people have been listening to a lot of radio on the internet. And now what's happening is because of the royalty problems, stations are ceasing their streams. The streams are getting shut down left and right. Every day for the last 2 months, there have been more and more stations shutting down their streams. And that's going to really accelerate this fall. Once the RIAA starts actually sending out bills to station, I predict that then once you get a bill and a questionnaire saying that you might owe $30,000 or even more, people are just going to shut down their streams. So as this has already been happening and as it's continued, those who remain on the web are actually picking up listeners. The companies that chart audience on the web have already noticed that foreign webcasters are already picking up a great deal of American traffic. At my station, we've continued to webcast, and our traffic has increased dramatically.